Welcome, welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Welcome to the program. Can I get a pew-pew for the fans?
No idea what that means.
Welcome to your fantasy.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things going on in Belmont County, of course, is the trash collection problems. Another, the Belmont buzz regarding high real estate taxes.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Because everybody cares about the high real estate taxes. And I thought to myself, so what do I do? Who do I reach out to? And my sources at the county courthouse said, not me. Talk to Cindy Henry. It's like, okay, fine. I'll reach out to Cindy Henry, the Belmont County auditor, and see if she will even want to come on and talk with us. And lo and behold, she is here. Cindy Henry, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Great. And yourself?
Oh, I'm freezing. God, I'm so
aren't we all?
Cold. Jeez. And the ownership here, the Ohio Midland News Group, Mr. Deep Pockets, is a big believer in solar energy.
Oh.
So when it gets, the sun gets warm enough, then the building will be warm. That's pretty much how his mind operates.
Okay.
In the meantime, that's why I'm freezing. My teeth are chattering. I know.
It's not warm in here.
Well, that's because he believes in solar energy. That's this guy here. It's unbelievable. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. I was expecting you to drive up here, to come up here in your motorcycle, but no motorcycle. What's the deal here?
Little too cold for that one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're starting to wuss out on me, Cindy. Starting to wuss out.
Oh, hey. The joints don't work well in the knees in cold weather like this.
I hear you. A little bit about you first. Who is Cindy Henry, and what is the Belmont County Auditor's Office, and why should my listeners care?
Well, the auditor's office has many different levels to it. We have the budgetary side, which pays all the county bills, tracks all the financials and whatnot. We have a section called Weights and Measures, and that's where we have an individual that goes out to the stores. They look at the shelves, and if the sticker underneath it says it's $1.25, when you go to the register, it has to be $1.25.
Oh, really?
You can't believe how many people don't have the right prices. And then
do they always cheat? Is it always worse, or is it go half and half?
It's probably half and half when you look at it. I mean, you go if you go to say a big box store and they have pallets setting out that you're buying off of, if they have a sign and it advertises it at a certain price, when you get to the register, it has to be that. But they also will take like a bag, let's say it's a rock salt, they take a bag of salt off, they put it on the scales. If it isn't what it's advertised at, they can't sell it.
Really? Who's the worst though when it comes to cheating in Belmont County? What stores are typically the worst?
You know, I don't know. I mean, well, you've read in a paper, what, a year or so ago, Dollar General's were not marking their shelves accordingly. And
really?
I believe there was a lawsuit on it. But that's been a year or so ago. But right now, no. The last thing he does is he goes out and he checks gas stations. And he literally pumps whatever he's 5 gallons or whatever out, make sure that's what's registering on the pump. And if not, you'll see bags on pump handles and whatnot at service stations. And that's why he's shut them down till they're fixed and pumping the right amount.
Huh, son of a gun. So what is your role? First of all, a little background on you. You talked about the auditor's office, but who's Cindy Henry? It's not a trick question, Cindy.
I've been around. I'm old as dirt.
Oh, please. You're originally from Belmont County?
Yes, born and raised, yes.
Yeah, where'd you go to school?
I actually went to Uniontown Elementary when I was a kid, and then my father got relocated up north, and we lived up around Lake Erie for about 2.5-3 years and moved back here. Attended elementary school at Fairpoint and at Flushing, and then Union Local High School.
Go Jets. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Great.
And you've been involved in lots of different things with City of St. Clairsville, I think, for a while, and other stuff as well.
I've primarily worked for government off and on since I got out of school. I worked in the prosecutor's office in my early 20s.
Really?
Left there, went to the highway patrol for about 10 years.
You were a highway patrol officer?
No, I was a dispatcher.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
left there, opened my own business because I had two young children and raised them. And after about 10, 12 years in that, a township job was coming up. I ran for that position, and I had that from 96 until 2000.
The Richland Township?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
During that time, I worked for a short period of time at St. Clairsville Schools at the administration office, and then I came back to the county and worked for the county commissioners.
Wow. Are you an accountant or a CPA, or what is your background?
Just have a business accounting degree, excuse me, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've learned from the bottom up. Every job I've got, I've learned something else. After I left I was at the township, I also was at the city. And then when I retired from the city and I went to the county, I ran for county auditor. Mm-hmm. That was the second time I'd ran. I'd ran many years before when I worked for the commissioners.
Okay, great. Yeah. So tell me about the real estate tax situation in Belmont County. How many properties are taxable? How much money is coming in? And we'll get to the juicy part in a bit about why our taxes are so high.
So there's a lot of things that drive your taxes. And that's the biggest part of my office besides the budgetary. That one's the largest. Basically, when taxes were put into place years and years and years ago, there's what they call inside millage and outside millage. Inside millage is a level of 10 mils that you can collect, and you don't have to ask the taxpayers to vote on it. Your outside millage is all the levies that the taxpayers vote on. So when we look at the inside millage, is I always consider it your continued revenue that's being that's going on from now to whenever.
Is that a real estate tax millage?
It is a real estate tax millage, yes.
Okay.
And it's inside millage.
And millage means what?
That's it's calculated out by price by, well, we usually use $100,000 and what your home would be, and I don't bring anything with me to calculate that for you. But anyhow, if you call in the office and you want to know what your taxes are going to go up, they can ask you or get on our software, find out what your property is valued at, and tell you everything. In fact, if you would call that up right now, we could go to your property, look at what your taxes are going to be.
Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. They're too high. But a millage is like 1% or 1/10 of 1%?
Yeah. It's a percentage of the actual valuation. Now, you're not taxed on the total value of your property, though. You're taxed on 35% of it.
Okay. Well, one way or another, still lots
it's
of money.
Still lots of money. Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right. So the basic millage is 10 mils.
Inside. Anything outside millage is voted on levies, and those range.
Now, inside does not mean literally inside my house.
No,
that means just the basic rate.
Right.
Every property in Belmont County is taxable.
Yes.
How many are there, roughly?
Around 70-some thousand.
Really? That many properties? Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Does that include farms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does not include, what, churches and nonprofits or government buildings?
If you want to be, if you're a religious entity and you feel as though you should be tax exempt, there's a form that you can get from my office. Mm-hmm. You complete it. We review it. I sign off on it, then it goes to the state of Ohio, and the state of Ohio makes a determination whether you meet the criteria for it.
Okay. I was thinking of starting my own church to save taxes, so I don't know.
But if I know, it's not going to work.
Oh, dang. You've tried it then.
Oh, hey, no. Right, so but there are others that have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So that's the basic millage rate. The 10 mils is the inside rate, which is in English means it's just the basic flat rate.
Yep.
Now, on top of that, what happens?
So every time a different entity, and it could be anything from a township to a village to a fire department, police, any governmental entity that needs extra revenue, they can put on a levy, which is considered outside millage. And at that point, they contact my office, and we tell them, first, we need to know how much they need. So if they're going into debt, we need to know whether it's a solid dollar figure for debt or if it's just operating expenses that could fluctuate a little bit. At that point, we give them the scenarios of how much a mil or half a mil, quarter mil, whatever it'll bring in dollar-wise. Mm-hmm. At that point, that entity makes the determination what they think they need.
Okay.
There's a procedure where they have to pass a resolution showing what the need is for, and it has to be very specific, and then they send that to us. We certify that it's going to bring in X number of dollars. We send that back to them. Then they do a resolution accepting that, take all that paperwork to the election board, and a levy gets filed.
All right. Now, a levy is another word for tax.
Yes.
All right. And it gets filed, that means that it has to be voted on?
Yes,
is that what that
definitely
means?
It's a voted upon levy, yes.
Okay. So I think that's great in Ohio because I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and it is a nightmare there.
Right.
Just a nightmare. So this is certainly a lot better, no question about it. So the biggest tax typically is what, school districts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that typically take half of our total tax dollars or two-thirds or what?
Mm-hmm. It's close to half, if not more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. I never understood this because only a small percentage of people actually use the public schools, typically about 10%.
Yeah.
And yet 100% have to pay for them. Mm-hmm. I've never understood the fairness of that. Can you explain that to me?
The only thing I've noticed, because I don't dig that deep into any of that, is the school districts get the majority of the property tax that's given out there, but the other school districts also get a percentage of it. And I don't know what that is. I can tell you, I've never dug into it to find out. But back when I used to work at the school, if we did open enrollment, if we got a child from another school district, we got X number of dollars from that school district's taxing.
Right.
So I don't know what that's been many years. It's been 10 years since I've worked in a school to know and kept up on what it actually drags in.
Okay. And what is a typical millage rate for a school district?
Oh, I don't know that one. They're all varied. They're all over the place depending on what district you're in.
Okay. So the main problem, as I understand it, is not even so much the millage rate, the taxation rate, as bad as it is, but it is what the government thinks our properties are worth.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they go up in value, that's when we see the real tax increases and people lose their minds, as they're losing their minds right now in
exactly.
Belmont County.
Right.
Okay. How many complaint calls do you get over the course of a week? Two, three, or?
Every 6 years, we're compiled by, we have to, by law, we have to hold what's called a revaluation. And we're not coming into your home. We did this last year. We literally step up in front of your house and snap a picture of your house. We were going into backyards and taking back pictures, but we stopped that because of some people that weren't unkind about our people going on their property. We don't go in. Now, if you want to invite us in and say, hey, I think, I've demoed this and I think my taxes should go down, we'll take an appraiser and go in and check it out. But as a general rule, we don't go inside your property. The actual way that they determine your valuation is similar to what real estate agents do when they want to sell your property.
All right. I want to talk with you more about that. We've got a short break coming up. And we'll get to that because that's the main issue here. And a lot of people are just losing their minds over this. We're really lots and lots of people. It is the Belmont Buzz, and it's about high real estate taxes in Belmont County and what are we going to do about them and all that. And Cindy Henry is here, Belmont County Auditor, and more with her in just a bit.